It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May the 22nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $26,831. ETH is up slightly at $1,814. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $308. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
During ongoing debt default talks, U.S. President Joe Biden has zeroed in quite a bit on crypto, expressing opposition to a debt deal that favors crypto traders and so-called wealthy tax cheats, spinning up the argument that he would not agree to a deal that puts food assistance for Americans at risk while protecting tax evaders and crypto investors. Biden has been banging the drum and addressing policies related to taxing cryptocurrency trading and mining, recently discussing closing tax loopholes for what he called wealthy crypto investors. The president is seeking a bipartisan agreement to avoid a potential default as the U.S. could run out of cash by June the 1st without a new budget deal. Biden's proposed budget includes changes to tax policies on digital assets, such as eliminating deductions on losses from wash sales and implementing a 30% tax on energy used in crypto mining operations. The U.S. national debt is around $30 trillion, the highest in the world. Well, Gemini says Digital Currency Group has missed a $630 million payment owed to them. This issue revolves around the Gemini Earn program. Gemini CEO Cameron Winklevoss has threatened to sue DCG CEO Barry Silbert and DCG over the repayment of $900 million owed. While discussions between Gemini and DCG are ongoing, Gemini has proposed an amended reorganization plan with Genesis that doesn't require DCG's approval. However, if no deal is reached, Gemini is prepared to file a claim seeking the return of over $1.1 billion in digital assets. Lawyers for Genesis have requested an extension to file a Chapter 11 plan. If approved, they'll have until August the 27th to file it. According to court filings, Genesis owes over $3.5 billion to its top 50 creditors. Well, the Securities Commission of Malaysia has ordered Hubi Global to cease operations in the country. They allege that Hubi has been operating legally in Malaysia without proper registration. The regulator cited concerns about compliance with local regulatory requirements and protecting investors' interests as the reasons for taking enforcement action. Hubi has been instructed to disable its website and mobile apps in Malaysia and stop advertising to Malaysian investors. The Securities Commission has urged Malaysian users to withdraw their investments from the platform and close accounts, but Justin Sun, founder of Tron and advisor to Hubi, says the firm doesn't currently operate in Malaysia and clarified that this enforcement pertains to the previous Hubi entity. And finally, crypto trading platform Hotbit announced the termination of its centralized exchange operations due to worsening operating conditions and changes in the crypto landscape. Hotbit has provided users with a deadline of June the 21st to withdraw their assets from the platform. The decision comes after the firm suspended trading deposits and withdrawals last August following the freezing of some funds during a criminal investigation into a former employee. Hotbit says the crypto industry will likely shift towards decentralized business models which offer greater resilience by avoiding a single point of failure. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.